It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Bases. Good to be back with you. I'm Kyle Seeloff, and our guest today is this afternoon's starting pitcher for the Marlins. If you're listening right now on the morning of April 8th, that is right-hander Nick Neidert, who's set to make his first start in the major leagues. I had an opportunity to catch up with Nick in advance of his start, a start that he is extremely excited about as he feels pretty darn good with where he's at on the mound right now. So here is Nick Neidert.
Okay, joining us on this episode of Beyond the Bases is Marlins starting pitcher this afternoon. If you're listening on Thursday morning, today Nick Neidert going to take on the New York Mets shortly at Citi Field up in Flushing. Nick, let's get to the hard stuff. Where did the mustache come from?
One day I decided to go mustache, and I told the guys I was going to do it. And the next day showed up with it, and it's kind of been like a train effect. You know, just one guy after the next has put on a mustache. Jordan Holloway, Adam Sember, Daniel Castano, Brian Miller, all these guys have mustaches now. So I guess I started a new trend or something.
I guess they're lucky. I guess maybe they'll be lucky, and hopefully they lead to victories. So, Nick, I mean, obviously with the big club real early on in the season here, had a very good spring. Did you go to Jacksonville, albeit for a couple of days? Were you up there for a couple of days?
Yeah, I was up there for about a week, just getting some work in and continuing to throw, stay ready.
How you feeling? I mean, coming out of the spring, you had a really good spring, Nick.
Yeah, I'm feeling really good. Arms feeling great, mechanics, pitches, everything. So feeling confident going into it, and I'm excited.
Anything in particular? 12 2/3 innings this spring, a 2.84 ERA. You had 15 strikeouts in 12 2/3. What do you think led to the success during the spring?
I would probably say the new mechanics kind of helped the ball jump out a little bit better and everything working a little more efficiently. I think I had a couple ticks up in velo, so that always helps. And then being able to locate pitches really well and Stott really helped me kind of figure out how to use that, I guess, the new stuff that I have. And the catchers worked really great with me in doing some things that I'm not used to doing, but it worked. It paid off really well. So just looking to carry that into the season.
I know I had an opportunity to talk with you over the offseason, Nick. We chatted with you during spring training. Had a rough go of it last year with COVID. But how strong, healthy, excited are you feeling to get your first crack at it on the mound tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm really excited. This year I'm a couple pounds heavier, so I feel a little stronger. I didn't have to battle COVID. So I'm feeling great, feeling ready to go, feeling strong. So I'm very excited.
What have you been looking at in the dugout, watching your teammates, watching some of the starting staff? They've had a lot of success in the early going. What are you watching for when you're in the dugout watching your teammates pitch?
Just looking at the way they attack hitters. I mean, our pitchers just go right after guys, which, I mean, that's what all of us want to do. And seeing the way, you know, Sandy and Pablo use their changeups and then see the way that Trevor just throws heaters by guys. I mean, that's a lot of fun to watch, and seeing all of our starting pitchers attack with heaters and then guys from the pen going out and attacking. It's just, you know, it just feeds into me wanting to go out and just attack as well.
Hey, whether it's spring training, and again, very small sample size in the big leagues, 8 1/3 innings last year, you made 4 appearances, all of them in relief. What have you learned in that short time that you're going to carry over into this start against the New York Mets about pitching and being a big league pitcher?
I would say getting ahead is a big point of pitching. I fell into some bad counts and had a bad game. I think it was against Washington last year where I fell behind in bad counts and had to get back in it, and they capitalized. But we saw that when I was in good counts, you know, there were good outcomes, and when I got in bad counts, there were bad outcomes. So just being on the attack early, getting ahead, getting a good counts, and making them hit my pitches.
I know you mentioned Mel Stottlemyre Marlins pitching coach. Anybody else that's been influential that you've really leaned on maybe in the last year or so that's really helped you?
Yeah, last year was Brandon Kinsler. Being new to the bullpen last year, I didn't have any sort of routine. I had no idea what to do. So he helped me last year with that. And then I love watching Pablo pitch. We kind of went through the Mariner system together. And then now over here, I've just seen him grow and blossom into this incredible pitcher. So watching him throw and then picking the brains of the catchers on how they sequence guys. And it's just been, it's really great to learn. I always love just being a sponge and listening.
Hey, what would you have told me if I told you 5 years ago, I told a young Nick and a young Pablo that, well, 5-6 years from now, you'll be in the Marlins system. You'll both be in the starting rotation. Your answer would have been what?
I mean, that would have been exciting. Pablo's been one of my good friends since I first started playing. Always been such a nice guy. And the fact that if you told me that 5 years ago, I'd be ecstatic.
Nerves. You always look calm, cool, and collected, Nick, but first start in the big leagues, nervous. What are you feeling?
I wouldn't necessarily say nervous. I'm very excited. My family's going to be able to go up there and watch me pitch, and that's going to be the first time watching me pitch in a big league. So really excited for that. I would just say excitement, not really nervous, but really excited for it.
How do you calm yourself down on the mound? Whether you're going really good, you've got 6 shutout innings and things are going great, or if you find yourself in a little bit of trouble, what's kind of your mechanism for taking a step back and getting yourself out of a situation or just, you know, kind of plugging away?
I would definitely say taking a step back, taking a deep breath, and just knowing that I have to go out there and execute pitches. If I don't execute, then I'm not going to get the job done. So if I get too amped up, everything's going everywhere and the hitter has a great chance. But if I'm cool, calm, and collected and kind of under control, then I have a better chance of making a good pitch.
Who's more nervous tomorrow? Apparently not you, the family though, right?
Oh, easily my mom. She's like, my dad will probably be propped back, feet over the seats in front of him, just enjoying the game. My mom will be pacing back and forth. She's the nervous one out of all of us. I guess she takes it and puts it on herself.
Is she the one that puts her hands over her eyes in a tough situation and somebody can tap her on the shoulder and let her know if it went good, bad, or somewhere in between?
Yeah, someone's got to let her know what happens afterwards because she's not watching. She's too nervous.
But your dad, he just kicks back, huh? I'm going to watch my son pitch and we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, he's always just, I can't do anything about it. He's got to make a pitch. I'm just going to sit and relax and watch a game.
Do you ever take that mentality, though? There's some pitchers that sometimes are like, well, I'm doing great, or I'm in trouble here. Nobody's going to get myself, you know, nobody's going to get out of this. It's on me. Do you ever just kind of say, heck with it, I'm just got to get out here?
Yeah. Just gotta execute a pitch. You know, you execute one after the next, it's, you know, you have a really good chance. And I remember Greg Maddux said that when he gets into jams, he takes a little bit off and just looks at executing pitches. And I'd say he did a pretty good job in his career.
How excited are you to carry over the work you've put in, you know, the mechanics, kind of going back to what you used to do a long time ago and take that and implement that into a big league start here?
I'm really excited to see how it plays. I saw a little bit of it this spring training, but last year to this year, I feel like I'm a new and kind of went back to my old mechanics to get some more velo on the ball, pitches playing a lot better. So I'm excited to see how it plays tomorrow.
And on the way out the door here, Nick, how long does the long hair stay for? Who likes it? Who doesn't?
Oh, my mom definitely hates it. My dad loves the mustache, hates the hair. He's never had long hair before. I'm kind of in between. I love the mustache because most of the time I have to wear a mask and the long hair gets annoying, but I don't feel like getting it cut. So I guess it's staying.
It's going to be startling when you shave that mustache and get a haircut. They're going to not let you in the building, Nick. But, hey, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck to you. It was fun to watch you this spring. It's going to be even more enjoyable to watch you here in the regular season. So go get them, and we'll chat with you soon.
Thank you very much.
Thanks again to Nick for joining us. Hopefully this is the start of a long major league career as a starting pitcher. We saw him pitch 4 times last season in relief before testing positive for COVID-19 that effectively shut down his rookie season. That's it. We're out of time, but stay safe. Take care. You can catch us all season long on the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation. We will chat with you again soon.